The head of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recently endorsed the use of three-point seatbelts in the nation's school bus fleet. For its part, the National Association for Pupil Transportation, a school bus industry group, says that decision should be left up to state and local school officials. There are strong feelings on both sides of the debate. Six states across the country require safety belts on their school bus fleets. New York is one of them. Al D'Amico heads the transportation department for the Buffalo Public School District.
We yellow bus 29,000 plus students every single day.
The only difference between a school bus in Buffalo and a school bus in Columbus is seatbelts.
For us, it was a no-brainer. We really thought that this is the way of the future, and it's much, much more safer than not being in a three-point latch or a seatbelt.
D'Amico says in 2010, through competitive bidding, the district phased in seatbelts during a five-year period and saved money in the process.
We split up our 640 buses back then into three separate contracts to create a little competition, and we were fortunate enough that we actually saved $25 million over the next 5 years on that contract. So the price of the seatbelts was in there someplace.
Columbus City Schools currently has 845 school buses in their fleet.
That's Steve Simmons. He's in charge of those buses, but unlike Buffalo, the Columbus District owns its bus fleet rather than contracts out for the service. Simmons says in Columbus, the public school district transports thousands of children to and from school each day.
We transport approximately 35,000 students every morning and every afternoon. So in a day's time, we transport around 70,000 students.
Like Buffalo, Simmons says the Columbus District follows school bus safety rules outlined by the state. But here, seatbelts are not required.
We rely on the design or the compartmentalization of the inside of a school bus because the seat backs are much higher than they were in the years past. And they're very well foamed, and as long as the students are seated properly with their bottoms in the seat and their feet on the floor, it's a very, very safe environment.
But Buffalo's Al D'Amico disagrees.
Your child's on a bus, and it may get into a side impact or a rollover. Do you want compartmentalization where they're going to roll? When something rolls over, you're a flying object out there. Or do you want them in a three-point left shoulder seatbelt where they're going to maybe be upside down, but they're still restrained?
Columbus Transportation Chief Steve Simmons says it would cost about $8.4 million to retrofit its fleet with seatbelts. But he says there's no proof seatbelts make kids safer while riding the school bus.
There still hasn't been any definitive tests that have proven likewise that we would save any more lives with or without seatbelts in a school bus. Most of our injuries and fatalities happen outside of the school bus in the school bus loading zone.
The debate may not be settled anytime soon, but in the meantime, both Simmons and D'Amico say whether wearing seatbelts or not, they can't recall the last time a child was seriously injured in a school bus accident. And both districts hold classes each fall to teach kids how to be as safe as possible on the big yellow school bus. Marilyn Smith, WOSU News.